won't suffer due to this added responsibility. Are you doing average work, Levon? Of course, we'll do an official check, but can you give me a... just a general... And she puts out her hands to me like holding up two trays. Then I do three things at the same time. I tell her I'm doing good in school, way far better than average. I tell her I'd like to sit Jolly's kids again, 1 hour. I let all my worry about whether I was taking advantage of Jolly before or whether she was taking advantage of me, all that worry I let slide on out of my memory. Me and Jolly are reconnected. My only concern is the question of the daycare apprentice program, says the counselor. She sits there thinking. Jolly and me sit there with her. The counselor says, see if you can fit it into your schedule in the fall. All right, Levon? And our conference is over. All the rest of the day, I notice I'm excited to be with the kids again.
Levon definitely knows what she wants. She has the opportunity to babysit Jolly's kids again, and she grabs it. She convinces the teacher that she's qualified, and she gets the job. I think this will be good for everyone. Levon, Jolly, Jeremy, and Jilly. Pick up the story with chapter 48 on page 128.
You're at the end of this disc. Please insert disc 4 into your CD player and begin reading at the top of page 128.